As soon as Yom Kippur is behind us, as it were, then Sukkot is ahead of us. So it's time for us to start thinking about the halachot of the sukkah. And what I want to discuss today is the question of the thickness of the schach. Everybody knows that you're supposed to see the stars through the schach, but there's some details about that that should be addressed. So the Mishnah, first Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, tells us various psulim about a sukkah, and one of them is shalchamata meruba mitzilata psula, that if there's more sunlight coming into the sukkah than there is shade, then the sukkah is pasul. The very nature of a sukkah is it's supposed to provide shade. If there's more sunlight, then any shade there is batel, and it's if there's no shade whatsoever. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Aleph, Seif Aleph, tells us that a sukkah where the shade and the sun are exactly equal on top, so then it's a puzzle. So if you've got your schach and your gaps measured exactly 50%, 50%, so then the sukkah is puzzle, because when the sunlight penetrates and shines down beneath, then there's going to be more sunlight than shade, because the sunlight will spread. So you need to have a little bit more schach than there is gaps. In any event, I think that would be advised, because it's very difficult to measure it exactly, and a person could easily get it wrong. And really, one should make sure you've got plenty of schach on top of the sukkah, so there's no doubt whatsoever that there's more schach than gaps. In Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the minhag is derech hasikuch liyot kal. You don't have too much schach on top. So even though I said there should be plenty, it should be thin enough, kedei sheyiru mimenu hakochavim hagdolim, so that you can see the large stars through the schach. This is based on Yerushalmi cited by the Rosh, and also learnt out in the Bavli as well, or at least by the Rishonim from the Bavli. There's a machloket what exactly we mean by the kochavim hagdolim. Do we mean stars that at nighttime you can see the stars clearly, or is the kochavim hagdolim the large stars? That means the sun, meaning that during the day sunlight can come through. It shouldn't be so tightly packed, your schach, that you can't see any sun through it. The Mishnah Brura brings the Maharil, which appears in the Darche Moshe, that says in actual fact you can have the schach tightly packed so that at night you can't see any stars. Why? Because during the daytime you'll definitely see some chinks of light coming through the schach. There'll always be some small gaps here and there, and that'll be good enough. And also brings the from the Prima Gadim that it might well be that you don't need to be able to see stars from every point where you're sitting in the sukkah, but so long as at one or two places in the sukkah you can look up and see the stars, then that will be good enough. So some thin schach in one or two places, and the rest of it being fairly thick, will be fine. In any event, at night time, if you've got lights in the sukkah, it's impossible to see any stars through the schach, because it's light in the sukkah. It's only when you turn the lights out and you're lying in the sukkah trying to fall asleep that it's dark inside and dark outside, and if it's a clear night you might be able to see the stars. But otherwise it'll be the light that comes through during the day. That's what we mean by the kochavim gedolim. The Shulchan Aruch also says that if it was mu'uba kamin bayit, that if the schach was so thick that it was like being inside a house, it's still kosher. And that's a Mishnah, second Mishnah in the second parak of Masechet Sukkah. But there's a machloket in the Rishonim. What if it's so thick, you've got so much schach piled onto your sukkah, that even if it rains, the water won't come through? So there's a machloket Rishonim. Even if it's pouring with rain, if no water will come through, Rabbeinu Tam says it's pasul. Why does Rabbeinu Tam say it's pasul? Because the Mishnah talks about, this is a Mishnah in Masechet Tanit, that rain on Sukkot is a siman klala, it's a sign of curse. And we talk about what stage can you go in from your sukkah once the rain starts coming through. If you can put enough schach on your sukkah so that the rain won't come through, then why would it be a siman klala? Just put lots of schach on your sukkah. You'd never need to come in. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that if it's that thick, you cut, it's not a valid sukkah. However, the Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says, no, even if it's very thick, that the rain won't come through, it's still a valid sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan brings various supports for the position of the Rosh. Seeing as the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the fact that rain needs to be able to come through, seeing that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, that if it's so thick that the rain doesn't come through, it's all right. I believe that in Europe, some people used to make their sukkot with very, very thick schach on top. I think that's Lubavitch minhag, I suppose, because otherwise you'd always be cold and wet in the sukkah. Both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say, b'shat hadachak, you know, if that's the way you made your sukkah and it's now Yom Tov and you can't do anything about it, then you can rely on the shita of the Rosh. But they indicate that l'chatkila, it should be constructed in such a way that if it rains very, very heavily, that some rain will start trickling through into the sukkah. Ad kan.